Lung cancer kills more than 160,000 people annually, and that's more than the combined totals of breast cancer, colon, ovarian, and prostate cancers. And last year, here in Wisconsin, I believe we had about 3,000 new lung cancer cases in the state. And the greatest risk, single risk factor in developing lung cancer is smoking, of course. And we've talked with Michael Fiore, director of the Center for Tobacco Research and Intervention at the UW Medical School, on a number of occasions about that. He's back with us today to talk about smoking and lung cancer. But the second leading cause is from radon. Radon gas is the leading cause of lung cancer among non-smokers, as a matter of fact. And every year, at least 17,000 people who have never smoked are diagnosed with lung cancer. And that surpasses the number of lives taken by drunk drivers, murder, and high blood pressure. So Conrad Weifenbach is also with us today. He is the radon coordinator at the Wisconsin Department of Health and Family Services for Wisconsin. And we're really pleased to have him with us as well. So we're talking about lung cancer today, but we're also zeroing in on a couple of the real big causes, smoking. And Dr. Mike Fiore, welcome, and thanks for being with us today. Appreciate it very much.
Great to see you again, Larry.
And with with Conrad Weifenbach, radon coordinator for Wisconsin. And Conrad, thank you for being with us as well. Really appreciate it.
I'm glad to be here.
And tobacco is, Dr. Fiore, we'll start with you. It's still the number one preventable cause of death and disease in Wisconsin, is it not?
Sadly, that's the case, Larry. Here's the good news. In the last 50 years, the rates of smoking in Wisconsin have been cut in half, from about 45% in the 1960s to about 21% today. But with 21% of adults smoking, we're talking about 800,000 Wisconsin adults who smoke. And what that means is, if they're unable to successfully quit, half of them, as much as 400,000 Wisconsin residents, are going to be killed prematurely by a disease directly caused by smoking, and lung cancer is at the top of that list.
Boy. And as we look at radon gas, Conrad Weifenbach, here in Wisconsin, we have several sort of danger zones for radon gas, do we not?
Well, yes, we do. Actually, every county has a number of homes that are elevated in radon, but if you wanted to talk about the ones that have the highest percentage of homes affected, we'd be talking about the north central region of the state, a bunch of counties around Waukesha County, Shawnee, Langlade, and so on. And then down in the southeast region, we've got Waukesha County extending up into Dodge County, Washington, Walworth, and across the south of the state, Rock, Dane, Green, Iowa, Lafayette, Grant, and up along the Mississippi River. These are regions where about 20% of the homes are affected to the point where they should fix the radon if the testing shows that they really are.
Wow. And so if you're thinking about the state of Wisconsin, probably, well, every county has some level of it, and so probably most of us should be thinking about having our homes tested for it.
Well, yeah, that's the recommendation. Every home in contact with the ground should be tested because it's very inexpensive.
And Dr. Fiore, when we think about, boy, if you're a smoker and you're also in an area where your home, where you have radon issues, I would think there could be some cumulative effects there.
Oh, without a question. And you know, the good news for people out there, both as we've just heard on the radon front in terms of getting your home tested, but for the smokers in our state, there's also good news and important options. So many smokers today in Wisconsin tell us they want to quit. In fact, 7 out of 10 say they want to quit. So there aren't a lot of people out there anymore who are saying, I smoke and I love it. What they're saying instead is that I'm addicted and I want to break free of this addiction. And this is particularly important because in just a couple weeks, the price of cigarettes is going to go up $1 a pack. It's going to happen on New Year's Day, a time that a lot of people already think about smoking. So it's going to be a great time for people to quit, both to preserve their health, but also to preserve their wallets. Mm-hmm. And the Wisconsin Tobacco Quit Line, which is available for Wisconsin smokers free of charge, is a great way to start that process.
And I'm going to give another number here. If you'd like to join in, if you have a question for us as we talk lung cancer today with Dr. Mike Fiore and Conrad Weifenbach, give us a call as we're visiting about both smoking and radon at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Or if you're in the Madison area, you can reach us at 263-1890. 263-1890, and email us at talk@wpr.org, and we'd be interested in hearing about your experiences. Maybe you've tried to quit and can't quit smoking. Maybe you've are wondering on testing for radon, how it's done, and what are the best procedures to do it. A little more about radon gas itself. Feel free to join in. Again, 1-800-642-1234. Or in the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890. And David and Nina is on board, so let's go to David. David, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi, this is Dave. And Conrad knows me. I actually own a radon company here in Neenah, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Oh.
And just to go over some statistics, just from my personal work, and not to be biased, but I work with dozens of home inspectors and agents, and I work primarily in the northeast Wisconsin area, but there's areas in northeast Wisconsin that have 70, 80, 90% failure rate, and they don't fail by a little bit. They fail miserably. So in our area, it just tends to be the more testing that seems to be done, more homes seem to be failing, and I think a lot of it has to do with the good builders we have in our area, the tight construction of homes, which causes a larger vacuum effect, especially when homes get closed up and things with the air conditioning or in the heating season, that with these tight homes, it's creating a larger problem than what it used to be in the past.
Conrad, a comment from you?
Well, yeah, David sees the homes that are inspected and have high radon levels, and he's a radon mitigation contractor. And what we're talking about in the case of real estate transfers is what's called a radon screening test, which is a test with the windows closed in the basement or lowest occupied level of the home. So that gives you an indication. Normally, if you're not selling your home, you'd want to do some follow-up testing to see what the radon exposure is that the occupants are actually exposed to. Whereas when you're buying a house, when you're selling a house, it's asked that you test in the lowest level that could be occupied by a buyer. And if you test upstairs, the percentage that's elevated is less than that.
And you said the tests were fairly inexpensive.
Yes. If you do it yourself with a test kit you get from a hardware store or from a local public health agency, it's about $10 to $25, including laboratory processing.
So that's relatively inexpensive and a good way to check it out. Mike in Blue Mounds, I think, has a sort of related question. Mike, hi.
Yes, good morning. About 15 years ago, I moved into a place in western Dane County, and I work a lot in the basement, so I bought a radon testing kit at a hardware store.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if back then they were as reliable as they might be now, and if I should retest the house.
Well, they probably are as reliable then as they are now, and if you do any modification to a house that would change the ventilation system or put an addition on, it's recommended that you test then. And since it's been quite a while and you're curious and it only costs about $15, why not test again?
Yeah, why not do that? Well, Nate in Madison has a different kind of question for us. So let's go to Nate. Hi, Nate.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I have my father-in-law has been having some chest-related issues that is a result of some lung problems, and nobody here at the UW hospitals and clinics seems to know what exactly the problem is. So there's some consideration of going to Mayo Clinic and that, but I was just listening to the program thinking, well, maybe the radon has something to do with it. Would that have a cause?
That,
I'm sorry, does he smoke?
Does not smoke, no. Very healthy individual. You know, his lung capacity has been greater than a man his age should have, so it's, you know, all the tests show positive, but he's had a horrible cough for over a year, and I was just wondering if that would have something to do with it.
Well, the only health effect radon is known to have is it causes lung cancer. And if someone has lung cancer, that's something that can be determined in a straightforward way. Radon, it doesn't have any odor. It's not an irritant to the mucous membranes. It's not an allergen. And it wouldn't be responsible for any of those symptoms that you just outlined.
Yeah. Okay. Barb in Two Rivers, we'll take a call from you. Barb, hi.
Well, hello. Good morning to you.
Morning.
And I have a question regarding if there's such thing as a safe number of cigarettes to be smoking. I work in an urgent care setting, and one of our litany of questions that we ask is, do you smoke? And a lot of patients' reply is that, no, I don't really smoke. I don't even smoke a pack a day, or I only smoke half a pack a day, so it's not really smoking. I'd like to have that myth addressed.
Okay. Dr. Fiore?
Yeah. Excellent question. And here's what we know about tobacco smoke. There is no safe known exposure. There have been a number of studies that have looked at people who've smoked as few as 1 to 4 cigarettes a day. And those individuals had increased risks of outcomes associated with smoking, including increased risk of cardiovascular disease and lung cancer. So what we let folks know is that there is, unfortunately, no safe amount of smoke to be exposed to, and it's a great time to quit. And if you truly want to protect your health, you're going to need to get tobacco entirely out of your health. It also brings up another issue, and that's the whole issue of secondhand smoke. Mm-hmm. And that's a really core issue for people in Wisconsin who want to ensure that their families are protected from the dangers of secondhand smoke. There are people who work in restaurants and taverns across our state that, as a result of secondhand smoke exposure, ingest the equivalent of a pack or more of cigarettes a day. And that's why before the Wisconsin legislature right now is the Wisconsin Clean Indoor Air Act that would, just as we have in Madison, protect all indoor environments, all work sites from secondhand smoke. And I think that would be an important act to pass so that Wisconsin workers, just as workers in 30 states across America already have air that's free of secondhand smoke. One last point. Your comment is a really important one because a lot of people underjudge their smoking.
And we'll take that up again with our guests, Dr. Mike Fiore and Conrad Wiefenbach, here on the Ideas Network. We're talking about lung cancer today and zeroing in on a couple of things that cause lung cancer, smoking and radon, with Dr. Michael Fiore, Director of the Center for Tobacco Research and Intervention at the University of Wisconsin Medical School, and Conrad Wiefenbach, radon coordinator at the Wisconsin Department of Health and Family Services. Certainly, you can join in if a question about either smoking or radon gas. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison at 263-1890. And Dr. Mike Fiore, smoking really is the main culprit, although Conrad will certainly say that radon is a problem as well.
Yeah, well, the sad reality is that 90% of lung cancer here in Wisconsin is directly caused by smoking. That means that 2,500 families in our state are going to lose a loved one this year from lung cancer directly caused by smoking. November's Lung Cancer Prevention Month, and that's why we're here in part. And for all those smokers out there who are so interested in preserving their health, there are important options. One, you could call the Wisconsin Tobacco Quit Line. It's a free coaching service that'll work with you every step of the way with evidence-based treatments to help you quit. And that number is 1-800-QUIT-NOW. QUITNOW, 1-800-QUIT-NOW. More than 50,000 Wisconsin residents have called, and it's a very helpful service. But also talk to your doctor, because there are new counseling and medication treatments that have been very effective. None of these are magic bullets, but if you're committed, see your doctor, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for the quit line. You can successfully quit smoking.
And I will say my father-in-law just celebrated his first year of free of smoking. And Herb, I'm pretty proud.
Yeah, congratulations, Herb.
And Conrad, radon, lung cancer, smoking causes about 90% of them, but radon is probably second in line then.
Yeah, that's right. Radon is estimated to cause about 10% of all lung cancer, and it is a cofactor with smoking, but it's also the leading cause of lung cancer among never smokers, persons who never smoked. And there are an awful lot of them. In fact, I think if you take away smoking as a cause of lung cancer, you're left with a lung cancer rate that is perhaps second or third highest. It's probably after prostate cancer, breast cancer. Then you have lung cancer among never smokers, something like that. Dr. Fiore may be able to clarify that a little more accurately. But lung cancer among never smokers is a serious problem that's perhaps been neglected because smoking is such an overwhelming cause.
Yeah. And it certainly needs to be considered as well. Jill and Racine has a question for us. Jill, hi.
Yeah, I've got a hi, Larry. I've got a comment first. It's odd that you can't sell cigarettes under a certain age, but a pregnant woman is allowed to smoke, and that baby certainly falls under that age. Anyway, the radon, I did get a kit from the state and registered on the first floor. We have a story and a half in the basement, and I think it was 4, the number that I was supposed to be below. Or anyway, our house flunked. And I know that this area of the United States has a lot of radon. What do I do?
Okay. Conrad Weifenbach, what was your score, by the way? Do you remember?
If 4 was the barometer,
yeah,
I was above that.
Okay.
Clearly above it. It wasn't just a pinch. You know,
okay. Clearly above it. All right.
Okay. Well, one thing to be said is that all houses have some radon, and the risk of lung cancer from radon is simply proportional to your cumulative exposure to radon in the house. So you're above the action guideline, and those that are below the action guideline, it costs a certain amount of money to reduce radon, and it's recommended only if you can get a major reduction. There's a very effective way of lowering radon. It's called radon mitigation. It involves sucking air out from beneath the basement floor with a fan in a pipe exhausting at roof level. And what this does is prevents radon entry, because radon is produced from uranium in the ground, and it's at high concentrations in the air and the ground. And houses actually, at time, the basement air in a house is at lower pressure than the gases in the air, the radon, beneath the foundation. So if you create a low-pressure zone beneath the foundation by sucking air out continuously and sealing cracks and openings in the basement so that it doesn't suck heated air out of the house, you'll stop the radon entry. Fact is, that's what's done in more than 3,000 homes a year. And you can have that done by somebody who's certified. It's not a regulated activity, but there are people who are nationally certified for about $1,000. There's also an operating cost for the system that we shouldn't neglect, but that's $100 to $300 a year. That's important, and that's why, if I may wander a little bit, that's why we encourage that new houses be built radon-resistant, because they will minimize the operating cost that's involved with sucking air out through the cracks and openings to the ground when you depressurize under the slab.
Makes sense. Thank you, Jill, and good luck to you. Mary Lou in St. Francis, it's your turn. Hi, Mary Lou.
Hi. I have two questions. Maybe the previous caller answered one. I live in an apartment, and how do you convince an apartment owner to test for radon? And she talked about a kit from the state. Is that a free kit? And are there any laws regarding testing for radon?
Mm-hmm.
And the second would be, I'm committed to quit smoking on December 1st after 30 years.
Good for you.
And, well, I haven't done it yet. I've chosen the nicotrol inhaler for several reasons, but am concerned about, of course, the nicotine and the nicotrol and how it affects the electrophysiology of the heart because I have some rate and rhythm problems.
Okay. All right. Let's turn first to Conrad, then we'll turn to Mike Fiore.
Well, one thing to be said is that you can get a radon detector yourself from a local public health agency, and there's a toll-free number for radon information and radon detectors, too. It's 888-LOW-RADON, LOWRADON,
okay.
888 first. And they'll be able to provide you with a radon detector for perhaps $10. And so that's not too expensive. You can test for your own information. Now, if you want to convince your landlord that the radon is elevated, you might have to have someone who is certified so he'll believe the work. And you can get somebody to do that, but it's like testing for a real estate transfer. It can cost $150. The result is no more reliable than your own test result. But you can do that. You can proceed that way and work on your landlord. The good news is the risk from radon accumulates over many, many years of inhaling it. If you picture a radioactive substance causing ionization in the bronchial airways, and the likelihood that any one of those alpha particles doing that ionization would cause a mutation leading to lung cancer is small, the risk accumulates through many years.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now let's talk about quitting smoking. And Mary Lou is set for December 1st, just a few days away, Mary Lou.
Yes, it
yeah.
is.
Mary Lou, first, congratulations for making this decision.
Disorder.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good to know, too. Tell me, Mary Lou, how much you smoke per day?
Oh, about a pack and a half.
Okay. So you're quite a heavy smoker.
Yes,
so
I am.
Couple thoughts for you. First, making that commitment is without question the most important thing, and letting the people in your environment know, your family members, your close friends, that you're not going to be at your best for a couple weeks and you need them to support you, not to sabotage you.
Yeah, I've done that.
Secondly, call the Wisconsin Tobacco Quit Line.
I've already done that.
Okay. And you want to be take advantage of the fact that that quit line, 1-800-QUIT-NOW, is open 7 a.m. till 11 p.m. 7 days a week. So keep that number with you, Mary Lou, because if you're having a really hard moment, you could call them and say, talk me down, help me with this. they're available free of charge 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. Third point, have a set of strategies in your back pocket to deal with the acute urges, because we know they come in waves, and you need to just get over the peak of that wave, and you'll be able to stay with it. And simple things like some deep breathing techniques, like having a large glass of water, like getting up and moving. And then the last one I always tell folks to do is make sure you have a watch on. Look at your watch. Say you're not going to do anything for an hour about this smoking urge, and reassess in an hour. And for most people at that point, it had passed. Last point, it's great to hear you're going to use the nicotrol inhaler, an effective treatment. The idea of using nicotine to help you quit, which for a lot of people doesn't make a lot of sense, but in fact, the notion is this. You take cigarette smoke, which has 4,000 chemicals. You pull out the single chemical that's the addictive part,
right.
And you use that as a bridge for about 3 months as you quit. So you go from 4,000 chemicals, 40 of which are carcinogens, to one chemical that doesn't cause cancer but is addictive, to nothing. And there is a small amount of cardiostimulation from nicotine, but compared to the 30 cigarettes you're smoking per day, it's going to be minuscule. So I think that is not a going to be a substantial actual medical risk for you. Good luck. You could do it, but just you got to remember the last point, and that is the only way this works is not even a single puff. You're not going to be a part-time smoker, Mary Lou. You've got to make that commitment, not even a single puff. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. And I think a lot of times there are people make many efforts to quit. A lot of times people try to quit 3-4 times. And what often might trip people up is, oh, I'll just have a puff. And, you know, I really feel like I need one. I'll just have one puff, and one puff leads to two.
Yeah. Yeah, we know, for example, that the average smoker in Wisconsin takes about 6 quit attempts. We also know that that when we talk to smokers, almost all of them will recount just what you said, Larry. You know, I thought I had this licked. I was having a real stressful moment. My kids were screaming. I thought I'd have just one cigarette and go back on the wagon, and it was the start of smoking full time again. Not even a single puff. You could do it.
Mark in Stevens Point has a question for us. Mark, hello to you.
Hi there. Hey, I think Conrad probably addressed a couple of these issues a little bit already, but I've built several homes throughout Wisconsin, and every house I've ever built has had radon issues. But a thing that can be basically incorporated into the basic construction of the home is, and especially since even like the 80s, since these houses have been more airtight, is a lot of houses have the interior drain tile emptying into a sump area, and just capping that and applying a low-volume pump is a very quick and easy way to remediate the radon. And then also another thing that I found probably just effective and is probably even more necessary because of the fact that houses are getting tighter and tighter all the time is the use of air-to-air exchangers. And I don't know if that's an effective way of remediating it specifically, but it definitely exchanges 100% of the air, you know, in an 8-hour period type of thing, if I'm not mistaken.
No. Well, Conrad, comment?
Well, the first thing that Mark outlined, capping the sump, which is connected to a drain tile, and applying a low-volume pump, that's the essential element of a radon mitigation system. However, we like to see those systems installed with all the features that get the radon as low as possible and keep it as low as possible for as long as possible. And that means having the fan outside the envelope of the house and having the stack exhaust at roof level. And we like to see, and these are standards recommended by EPA for radon mitigation systems, we like to see all the cracks and openings that would let that depressurization of the drain tile suck air out of the house. We'd like to see as many of them as are exposed sealed. And that'll minimize the operating costs, which, as you can see, over the years adds up to a significant fraction of the installation cost. If you hire somebody who's certified to do a radon mitigation job, it costs around $1,000. But it is true, you can do something that'll lower the radon. We're just not sure that it's similar to a radon mitigation system. We're just not sure, from your description, how long that'll last, how low it'll get it compared to what could be done. And then let's talk about air-to-air heat exchangers.
Yeah, we just had one installed in our house, as a matter of fact, because we did some remodeling. And
it's a good idea if the air quality in your house is bad for any reason, but there is an operating cost with that. That is heating the air that you're bringing in from the outside. And that's not the main recommendation for radon control. It's more cost-effective to do that subslab depressurization than it is to do an air-to-air heat exchanger. Sometimes air-to-air heat exchangers are resorted to if the house is very tight, so it's not going to take very much extra airflow to dilute the radon, and subslab depressurization, for some reason, is not a good option.
Mm. All right.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. Walt in Madison, let's turn to you next. Hi, Walt.
Hi. Say, I've heard that in cigarettes there are all the way from 400 to 4,000 additives put in to induce you to smoke or whatever. Do you have any idea?
Well, sir, you're right. There are a number of additives, a large number of additives that are put into smoke. I'll give one example. It's ammonia. Ammonia, unfortunately, is added to keep you more addicted. What it does is change the pH of the tobacco smoke in a way that more of it's absorbed and more of the toxins are absorbed. With that said, though, You don't need additives for tobacco to be deadly. I think there's a bit of a misconception out there with some of these so-called natural cigarettes that don't have additives that sort of, with a wink and a nod, is suggesting to you that they're a safe alternative. Just the opposite is the case. There are 4,000 chemicals in a burnt cigarette of tobacco without any additives. So don't be deceived into believing that some of these natural cigarettes are safe. They're not. They're deadly. The others may be a little more deadly, but we're talking about really dangerous substances.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call as well. There was another question I was going to ask you, and it skipped my mind here. So we'll take a call from Bernie here in Door County. Bernie, hello.
Hi. Taking my call, guys. Great topic today. Up here in northern Door County, when you build a house, if you have a basement, we have to have it blasted. And, you know, naturally, Door County has a lot of cracks in the bedrock. Does that make it even worse up here for radon conditions? And is there a history of a lot of radon in northern Door?
Northern Door County or Door County itself? Conrad?
Yes. We have a zip code radon map on our website, www.lowradon.org. And you'll see that northern Door County has got, it's one of those areas where there are more than 10%, but less than 20% of homes that are elevated for the radon year average main floor. Now, it's really unpredictable which houses will have elevated radon. If you have integral rock and you blast it, you're fractionating it, you're letting more of the radon escape. But that doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to have high radon. The only way to know is to do a test. And since a test is only $10 or $20, that's the way to find out. Another thing to say is that the uranium and the precursors to radon, which is the first gas in the series of natural radioactive decays that are coming from uranium, the amount of mineralization is critical for that, but not the only factor. Soil is finely divided, and soils are derived from the underlying rock. So the amount of mineralization that was in the rock is in the soils, and the radon can escape more easily from those soil particles than it can from the rock.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. And Pat in East Troy. Pat, hello.
Thank you so much for getting me on. I'll make this as quick as possible. I've had two radon tests done, and I felt that it was very important because I live in my basement. The last one was a 5-dayer, I think, and it came up 8.9. Is there any kind of a test that a doctor could do or a laboratory that would show if I have taken in radon and caused any trouble in my passages?
Well, there's not. I mean, all we're looking for and associated with radon is lung cancer, something that develops after many years of exposure, and mainly among people who are over 40 or 50, even 60 years old. Go ahead, Larry.
I was just going to ask Dr. Fiore, when on typical tests for lung cancer, what are the typical tests for lung cancer?
You know, here's the sad reality, that by the time you can see lung cancer on a chest X-ray in particular, but even on a CAT scan, which is a much more sensitive test, in almost all instances, it's too late. Lung cancer is a terribly deadly disease. And that's why in November, Lung Cancer Prevention Month, we really focus on getting out of your life the chief causes of lung cancer. And that is, without question, getting tobacco smoke out of your life. Secondarily, getting radon out of your life. This is a disease you want to prevent, not diagnose.
Yeah. And Paul and Nina, hello to you.
Yes, hi. I quit smoking 4 years ago, cigarettes, and in the last year I started smoking cigars as an alternative. And I was wondering what your take is on cigar smoking. Yeah.
Real quick, unfortunately, any burnt form of tobacco is deadly, and the more you take in, the more deadly it is. Here's what we know about people who formerly smoked and switched to cigars. They use the cigars the way they did cigarettes, so they end up inhaling unfiltered cigar smoke, which is really toxic. So is it a safe alternative? No. If you have one cigar every month or two, is it a high risk? Probably not. But my sense of what I'm hearing from you is that you're smoking cigars regularly. Cigar smoke is deadly. It's more deadly when it's inhaled.
And I want to go back just quickly of the websites and, well, actually the quit lines, the phone numbers. We have a 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Is the place to go if you're interested and you want to quit smoking. 1-800-QUIT-NOW. That's our quit line. And I tell you what, if you're smoking or if you have a relative who smokes, it would be great. 1-800-QUIT-NOW. 1-800-784-8669. And for radon, I'm just going to give you that number too. If you're interested in learning more about that, go to 888-LOW-RADON, 888-LOW-RADON. That's 888-569-7236. And thanks, big thanks to both Dr. Mike Fiore and Conrad Weifenbach. Thank you both for being with us today. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow, we'll talk about muskie fishing. There's a new book on it. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network.